Shalom, today's daf yomi is Sanhedrin daf tzadi beis Sanhedrin 92, and on daf tzadi beis amid aleph, the Gemara cites 14 separate homilies that Rabbi Elazar teaches, and although not all of them are directly connected to each other, we'll focus on two that are directly connected to the concept of bread on one's table. Rabbi Elazar says, Kol she'enu mishayer pas al shulchanu, whoever does not leave some bread on their table after they eat, eino roeh simen bracha la'olam, will never see a blessing in their home. And to prove this, he cites a verse from Job chapter 20, verse 21, Ein sarid la'ocho, there is no remnant left to those who ate it, alken lo yachil tufo, therefore they will not prosper, that they will not be able to prosper because they did not leave food over. And Rashi adds that the reason why you must leave over bread on your table in order to prosper, in order to grow wealthy, is because it states in the verse in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 43, Ki ko amar Hashem, thus says God, Achol v'hoser, eat and leave over. And so we see from here that one is supposed to leave over food. That is the explanation of Rashi. However, the Gemara then cites a second statement of Rabbi Elazar, and that seems to contradict the first statement, because the second statement of Rabbi Elazar says, Kol ha-mishayer psisim al shulchanu, whoever leaves over remnants of crumbs of bread on his table, ki'u ovid avodah zarah, not only is not a blessing, but he is like he is worshiping idolatry. So the first price, it says, whoever does not leave over bread will not be blessed. But the second statement says, whoever leaves over, it's like they're worshiping idolatry. As it states with respect to idolatry in Isaiah 65, verse 11, you who have abandoned God, who have forgotten my holy mountain, ha'orchim la'gad, who have arranged la'gad shulchan, who have arranged your table for God, and God was a name of a mazel, of something that was worshipped back then. So you've arranged your table for God, v'hamemalim money mimsach, and you have filled up for money for another idolater mimsach, which is a type of perfumed wine. And so we see from here that if you leave food on your table, it's like you're leaving it for an idolatry, and so therefore it's obviously something that's prohibited. So we have this contradiction between the statements of Rabbi Elazar about as to whether or not you should leave food over on your table. The Gemara answers, it's not a contradiction. Ha! The Iko Shlema Bahadeh. That which Rabbi Elazar says in the second statement, that you're not allowed to leave bread over, that's where you have a full loaf next to it. And so therefore, since you have a full loaf next to some crumbs, and some say it has to be that you bring the full loaf, it's like you're offering an offering to the idols, and therefore it's prohibited. But where it's going to be a blessing, and you should leave the bread on your table, that is where there is no complete one there. And so therefore, since it's not complete, it's a good thing to leave it over. Rashi explains, what are you going to do with this bread, with this good thing that you're leaving over? So Rashi explains, the mizumanin la'ani, that it is prepared for a poor person. If a poor person comes, you're leaving over the bread, and so therefore, that's why it's good not to remove it from the table. So Rashi's actually offered two separate explanations. The first explanation was from 2 Kings chapter 4, Achol v'hoser, and the second explanation is, no, we should leave it over so that there should be food for a poor person in case the poor person comes. Now Levush explains, why is leaving over a good thing? And the reason is because he says it's a sign of gratitude to Hashem, that Hashem gave you exactly what you need, and in fact a little bit more. But if you would finish everything off, then it would be like Hashem didn't know what you needed at the meal, and you didn't have enough from God. So it's a way of expressing gratitude to Hashem. We're supposed to leave everything, or we're supposed to leave a little bit over. And indeed, the Yavit says that even though there are other pages in the Talmud, for example, Brachos 42, which states that we're supposed to remove everything from our table and before citing the Birkat HaMazon prayer, the prayer at the end of the meal, says that's where the person is very specific situation, that is where somebody ate everything they brought before him and then there's nothing left. Then we say you didn't do something right because you should have left something over. But if a person left some of his own food over, then he says really the proper thing is to actually remove it before saying the Birkat HaMazon. However, he says nonetheless, the general accepted custom, he says, is to leave some bread on the table. And that is because of the fact that we know that it's a nice thing in case a poor person shows up, you have food on the table to give them. Indeed, the Ben Ish Chai cites another teaching that it is a tikkun gadol. It is something that is considered a great Kabbalistic purpose to have some bread on the table when you say the Birkat HaMazon. And the Zohar, the Holy Zohar, was very strict from this and says that you have to have the bread on the table so that you do not take God's name in vain, because you are praising God with the blessing, with the grace after the meal, with the Birkat HaMazon. Another interpretation is that there were those who worshipped the bread. There were those who were afraid that the crumbs of bread were kind of like demons, and they tried to get rid of them very quickly. So by leaving these crumbs on the table, we're demonstrating that we don't think that there's this demonology associated with it. And then there's another position, which is the position of the Ari, and we're told that in the name of Rav Chaim Vital, it says in the name of the Ari that on Shabbos after his meal he would leave over a little bit of crumbs and a little bit of cup in the wine from the Kos Shel Bracha, the mitzvah cup of wine, in order to take it till the next meal, so there would be some remnant of one mitzvah leading into another mitzvah.